No, it's not that extreme. I mean, they're going to turn it on sooner or later. They just, I don't know how long it's been off of. I laid down for a nap earlier, and I had water. And then I got up from the nap and went to go take the water and, you know, get the coffee pot filled up and nothing but air. And I seen the truck across the street, and I was like, all right, I see what's going on. They're finally fixing that damn, I think that's what they're doing. It's been sitting there broke for so, the fire hydrant, been sitting there broke for so long. The guy that hit it, I was sitting right here, it's right across the street from my window, and I heard the guy hit it, run into it, man. He had a nice Mustang, too. When it was nighttime, it was morning when he hit it, like 3-4 in the morning. And then about 5-6 o'clock, after all the cops and everything did this stuff, you know, they didn't even arrest him. They just sent him walking. But the truck, I know it's called a tow truck. It's a different name. The kind where they tow the car onto the back of it. And I, you know, it was daylight, and they towed that car up onto it, and I thought, oh, man, that's a nice Mustang. Look at that. That front end is gone. That thing's all tore up. And then somebody shot some pictures of it and posted it on Facebook there, okay?